you know, I wouldn't go there. Scientifically, if I had to choose somebody and I could go in as with using like Ingo Tietze's models and we can play with the epilarynx tube, I would probably choose to turn it off in that. Now, whether a highly trained singer can vary it as greatly as a model, that's something that I won't put myself in that hole.
Let me follow that up with, in Philadelphia, back when I used to sing with Philadelphia Singers, which was an elite corps, just 30 of us, that you all had to be solo singers. Michael Korn, who is the director, made sure in the rehearsing and in the performance setup that your closest singer was 4 feet.
Which is greater than a meter. And so that, which could easily be it. This could be one of the reasons is if you get people too close, you're going to change how you sing. That's sure, people do that. You change how you sing if you have some loud noises in your ear.
Okay.